Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello to everybody out there, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, the host of the Captain's America Third Watch, of course, as we broadcast on this Memorial Day weekend edition, live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station. And we're broadcasting, of course, from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to all of our great radio affiliates out there, all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, a special shout out goes out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police and hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, customs and border patrol, security officers, and of course our U.S. Coast Guard and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America rolling along, we appreciate you. We salute all of you. And, of course, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and women out there getting the job done, our UPS, our FedEx drivers, the bulk mail center haulers, our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And let's not leave out, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and Amazon drivers delivering their packages all over the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find the Captain on MeWe, on Gab, on Truth Social, Getter, and we're on Twitter as well, at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And, of course, we want to hear from you. 1-877-969-8600 is the telephone number if you'd like to call in and opine or have a question, perhaps, for our special guest, Denise Simon, of course. And she's patiently holding on the telephone line. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready to say the pledge and we'll get started?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God
indivisible
with liberty
and justice for all. All right, folks, and of course, we emphasize those two words, as Captain Matt points out every morning here on the program, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Denise, briefly, at the right before we went to the top of the hour, we were talking a little bit about Memorial Day, but again, this is a very special day set aside to remember those that gave their last full measure for our nation. And yes, of course, people are getting together. They'll have a barbecue, perhaps, or get together with friends. They get a day off work. A lot of people, not everybody, obviously, gets a day off work. And there's time to do that. But as the captain was pointing out in hour number one, it's a good idea to take some time to simply reflect on those that we've lost.
Well, and a lot of people don't necessarily understand that. They get Veterans Day and Memorial Day completely confused. So yesterday was what they call National Poppy Day. And I think, you know, as people kind of gather and do whatever they're going to do here for Memorial Day weekend, they ought to just take a look and understand what poppies and Poppy Day means, because it's a remembrance symbol of, I think it started in World War One. What the specific date was, I'm not quite sure, but yeah, just take a second and understand veterans and the difference between veterans and memorials to those that, as you said, gave full measure. It's quite a distinction. So right. I know I've had to make a correction for people very often, but yeah, I think that's an important thing too. Learn something new and understand the poppy.
Of course. Yeah, because it started as Remembrance Day as well, it just after the Civil War, and morphed into Memorial Day, and then I think 1971 became a federal holiday. Well, you know, Denise, of course, there's a lot going on out there in the news world, and we're going to get, of course, to some of the election stuff, but isn't it interesting now that Old Navy in the downtown area of San Francisco, they're not going to renew their lease. And it expires here very soon, and they're joining a list of other big company retailers that are just evacuating out of San Francisco.
You know, it's been a long time since I've been in San Francisco, a very long time, actually. And San Francisco used to be the jewel of the West Coast.
Yep.
For so many reasons. You know, Ghirardelli Square and... you know, the cable cars and all that, and how you go from the senators, California senators are going all the way back to Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, and then obviously Nancy Pelosi.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on as we go through the overnight hours here on the program, the Memorial Day weekend edition, of course. And we're glad that you're with us. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, of course. And don't forget, the telephone line is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Call on up if you'd like to opine or if you have a question for our guest, Denise Simon, here in this part of the program. We're going to get right back to Denise here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you that this portion of the program and our conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by your friends over at GEICO. And that would be none other than GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And all you have to do is go to their website, geico.com, and take advantage of their price comparison. Put in the vehicle that you own right now, whether it's a car, truck, or whatever, and you're going to see what the comparison might be for the same type of coverage that you have right now. Additionally, if you have a motorcycle or a boat or an RV or an ATV or some other such vehicle, you can bundle all that together with your car insurance and save money with both of those things or all of those things. And now where you can really save the big money is when you bundle things like your house, maybe if you have an apartment or if you have a condo, you bundle all those things together and you see what the price might be. Everything's a different rate, so that's why you put it all together and get the final result. And then who knows, you might find out just how much money you might be able to save. Again, go over to geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, that's geico.com, and do the cost comparison today. All right, we're back with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
All right. You know, I saw something earlier. It turns out since 1991, or the last time the that was back when the Soviet Union was around, this is the Russians now have moved tactical nuclear weapons into Belarus, and this is the first time they've done so outside their country, evidently, since 1991, since the fall of the Soviet Union. It's getting interesting, isn't it?
Well, I will tell you that Belarus has a military base there, at least one, possibly two, where they have allowed Russian operations. So they're like co-located there. They also, Belarus has allowed Russian forces, whatever they are anymore, because we're not even sure, you know, if they're really prisoners that have been released from prisons, or if they're, soldiers of fortune, if you will, that Russia has gotten from any place they can get them. But they do training and so forth also in Belarus. Now, these tactical nuclear weapons are not the most... by the way, Russia has been using them already in Ukraine. It's not a new condition. They don't use them very often, but they're old, and they're hard to... they're not smart weapons because they're so old. So it's very hard for air defense systems to kind of lock onto them and destroy them midair before they hit some target. They're dumb bombs, if you will. They're just going to hit wherever they hit.
So low tech, old school.
Yes, very old. So Lukashenko, which is the president of Belarus, they've been, he's been a Soviet puppet, and I mean Soviet puppet, Soviet thinking puppet of Putin's for quite some time. So, now people don't want to give any money and give any support and blah, 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 blah to Ukraine. But now you see how this thing is growing. What has Putin done? Well, he tried the Georgia thing. Then he tried and got, Crimea. He's essentially destroyed probably, 25% of Ukraine. Now he's got Belarus, so that one, there's no hope getting that one back.
Yeah.
Then you got the relationship with China. He's actually still got forces that are prosecuting a war in Syria. He pulled out of the Geneva Convention. So people, I think, need to necessarily understand Ukraine is not just fighting a war against Russia. See what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, yes.
Ukraine's fighting a war against several countries here, including Iran, which is where the drones are coming from for Russia.
Yes, exactly. So, and all that's scary stuff.
It's terrifying. And so... the bigger part of the story here is the war could have been over with fast, if at all, if the Biden administration had taken heed early on, knowing that the forces were mobilizing before the invasion, which wasn't it Biden who said it was just a small invasion, didn't he say that?
Yeah, well, I think he said it depended. We'll have to see. Is it a minor incursion or?
Yeah. Okay.
I have to laugh about that. I'm sorry. I have to laugh.
Everybody on the National Security Council that has their fingerprints on all things Russia, Ukraine, and really anything else, the State Department, and I would argue about half of the brass on the E-ring of the Pentagon all ought to be fired, every one of them. I think it's almost impeachable what Biden has done and not done when it comes to Ukraine.
That's a powerful statement. You know, Denise, we have a caller holding on the line. Would you like to take a quick question?
Sure.
From the caller? Okay, caller,
sure.
I think you're getting there. Hold on. Caller, there you are. You have a question for Denise?
Good morning, Professor. Good morning, Denise. Anthony from Tampa. Yeah, Denise was alluding to the old hazy days of the 60s, reflecting back on San Francisco. You remember the old one-hit wonder by Scott McKenzie. When you're going to San Francisco, remember to wear some flowers in your hair.
In your hair.
Palm Ridge, with the environment and the atmosphere, those flowers would definitely immediately wilter and die because the environment's gotten so putrid. That, give it to the liberals who turn that environment into a decrepit, liberal. And then as far as the gentle people you will meet there, as the song also alluded to, you're going to meet angry individuals, self-centered individuals, which pretty much is a contrast to what you're going to see in red states like Florida. You go to Chicago, you go to New York, what do you meet up with? Angry individuals. That just tells you that those who need to wake up, stop being complacent, choose a side, stay with it, be on the right, because the right is the one that's doing the right things for this nation. God bless this country. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We really appreciate the call, sir. And Denise, we have another caller hanging on the line. Let's take another question here real quick. You're on with Denise Simon.
Yes, a big and If Russia wants to bring tactical nuclear weapons over to Belarus, then maybe we should just say, look, we're just going to give some of our B-61 nuclear bombs, tactical nuclear bombs, which are anywhere from 3 to 400 kilotons, give them to Ukraine, as being they have the F-16s and would be capable of delivering them with them. That nuclear card goes two ways.
Yeah.
Russia's just bluffing, and if they, the European nations need to step up. I mean, they've got nukes too, so there's not going to be any nuclear weapons discharged here.
What do you think about that, Denise?
Well, first of all, Biden doesn't have the guts. Number two, the F-16s are not there yet. But remember, Biden said no, he wasn't going to give them F-16s. And then he said no, he wasn't going to train them on them. Well, now he's changed all that. But let me tell you, where would Ukraine be if the F-16s of the Patriot missile system had already been in Ukraine? Furthermore, if he knew what he was doing, nobody would have had to place tactical nuclear weapons or any kind of nuclear weapons any place. We wouldn't be dealing with having to find tanks, F-16s, anything else. This all could have been, I mean, if anybody was doing their job,
yep. Yep.
You know, it'd be a very different place.
I agree. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Yes, sir. Be well. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise. Denise Simon, everybody. Founderscode.com. Kyle Warren in for the captain. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has released the 99-page debt limit and budget bill. It comes as President Biden on Sunday announced leaders had reached a bipartisan agreement. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is praising the president for preventing a catastrophic default. The New York Democrat said on CBS's Face the Nation that the debt ceiling agreement avoids what he called a, quote, job-killing recession. The House is expected to vote on Wednesday. Former President Trump is calling out Texas Governor Greg Abbott for his silence on the impeachment of embattled Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. In a weekend post on Truth Social, Trump implied Abbott, a fellow Republican, is missing in action on the matter. Joseph Newgarden is celebrating his first Indianapolis win. Newgarden had been 0-for-11 at the Brickyard. The Little Mermaid wins the weekend box office. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you, Mr. Mike Gallagher. Very much appreciated. 1-877-969-8600 is the line to use if you'd like to call in and opine on the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, of course. And we have an awful lot more to tell you about, of course, as we head through this segment of the program. And I would like to tell you that this segment of the program is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. That's the, of course, the Moss Family Automotive Group, and that would include Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. You know, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan are side by side on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Then they've got the all new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville. They're on State Route 50, right next to the Suncoast Coast Parkway. That's the Suncoast Parkway. And then, of course, their flagship location, located at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey, Moss Nissan, Moss Acura. That's Moss Nissan and MossAcura.com. And, of course, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and that's MossNissan.com and MossAcura.com. Again, welcome back to the program, everybody. All right, well, we are rolling across. We've been discussing a lot this morning, obviously, about this debt deal. I think so many people are concerned, obviously, about what it means, whether or not now we're going to hopefully see it. It will go through. There won't be too many other hitches about it. But don't hold your breath. We certainly may not be completely out of the woods just yet, but both sides now, both Biden and McCarthy, have a vested interest, obviously, in getting it through. So I think we will ultimately see it go through, and it will in fact be okay. All right, folks. So once again, so much more to talk about this morning. I'm sure we'll talk more about the debt deal as we go through this time. But also, though, did you know this? This is quite interesting. In the state of California, my state, State Farm General Insurance Company, on Friday, this according to CNBC, announced that it will stop accepting new homeowners insurance applications in California, citing rapidly growing catastrophe risks. Not this isn't the catastrophe Joe Biden was warning you about, right? But rapidly growing catastrophe risks like wildfires, historic increases in construction costs, and challenging reinsurance market. Quote, we take seriously our responsibility to managing risk, the company said in a release. State Farm said it will stop accepting new business, personal lines, property, and casualty insurance applications starting Saturday. The new policy will not impact personal auto insurance, according to the release. State Farm's independent contractor agents will also continue to serve existing customers. Now, there is this is a real deal. An insurance agent was actually telling me about this the other day. This is the kind of stuff that could cause some local insurance offices to have to close up, because they're not going to be able to write new policies, it can be a very, very serious consequence. But certainly, an insurance company is going to evaluate the risk. That's one of the things that they do, and they're simply not going to take it anymore, evidently, in California. The company said it would work with the California Department of Insurance and other policymakers to improve conditions in California, but that State Farm decided to take this action to improve its, quote, financial strength. We will continue to evaluate our approach based on a changing market condition, State Farm said. State Farm did not immediately respond to requests from comments from CNBC. So they wanted to put that statement out there, and they're not going to be doing that anymore. They're not going to be writing those policies. So it's quite interesting that you see this level of reaction from a major insurance carrier. Very interesting indeed. Also, in the news today, we've got this dateline Vatican City from the AP. Russia on Friday indicated that it views Pope Francis's Ukraine peace initiative positively, but it stressed that there are no immediate plans for a Vatican mission to Moscow. The statement from the Russian Foreign Ministry to the state RIA Novosti, if I'm pronouncing Novosti agency, was the first public acknowledgement by Moscow of the Pope's move. It followed the Vatican's weekend announcement that a veteran of the Catholic Church's peace mediation initiatives, Italian Cardinal Matteo Zuppi, had been tapped by Francis as his envoy. So according to the Russian Foreign Ministry, they said, we acknowledge the Holy See's sincere desire to promote the peace process. At the same time, no practical steps have been taken by the Vatican side to organize the trip to Moscow. Well, it's interesting, too, because obviously, you know, the Pope has a vested interest in calling for peace. The Pope has, done this many times throughout the generations, obviously, of popes. But it's odd because this statement, even from the foreign ministry, you know, just kind of talks about it. Well, yeah, there's just, you know, they want to have a peace process or a peace initiative, you know, so we're excited about that, or we acknowledge it. But at the same time, don't forget this. I'm not trying to be funny, but you invaded Ukraine. I mean, you invaded Ukraine. There's just no doubt that you invaded Ukraine. And it wasn't a minor incursion. It was an actual invasion. Of course, we see what's going on. And yet there's this notion that somehow you might engage in peace talks. Well, you completely ruined the peace. There was a peace there. And I know that there are very different things that go on, different aspects of all of this. But still, the Russian government, Vladimir Putin essentially, made the decision to invade Ukraine, made the decision to take the world down this pathway, and now continuing to threaten the world for any other kind of action against Russia or of helping the Ukraine, the people of Ukraine too much, somehow this could possibly trigger more of a nuclear showdown or a nuclear threat, this kind of thing. This is really just rich, isn't it? Well, you know, no practical measures have been taken by the Holy See to come over here to Moscow, but it's just really, really strange because Moscow is the one that caused this entire situation. So you start getting on some kind of peace negotiations, which, of course, that's how the world reacts. You know, they want to have peace. There's no doubt about it. So you have these various calls for this. But at the same time, is Russia going to get rewarded in the end and get certain aspects of some of the oil production or the other parts of eastern Ukraine that Vladimir Putin has his eyes on and not really care about really the rest of the country, this kind of thing? Is that going to be the reward for Russia? And if that is, that's going to send a terrible message, isn't it? You know, obviously, you know, good people look at war and say, how do we end it? How do we stop it? But at the same time, though, I think in this particular case, I don't know that Vladimir Putin should get a reward or get something he can just sort of walk away with, because this isn't something that befell Russia. This is something that befell Ukraine. But so will they listen to the Pope? Are they going to listen to anybody else? We just don't know. We'll have to see. But in the meantime, though, of course, some of these different armaments still making their way to Ukraine. And there's supposed to be, what we're understanding now is that there's going to be a large counteroffensive here very, very soon. We may talk about that a little bit more detail, especially as we go through the program this morning. But generally speaking, all in all, I think that we could be seeing a lot more movement on this very soon, because this can't go on forever for Vladimir Putin. He just simply can't sustain this forever, and just in terms of materiel. But this is where the relationship between China and Russia becomes so important, and how they may be able to help one another out. And again, the message that it sends in terms of how the world may react to what China may do with Taiwan. Now, are they going to invade them anytime soon? I don't know that for sure in the very short term here, but certainly the more and more that Vladimir Putin could come out of Ukraine, quote-unquote, a winner, then that would embolden Beijing to be able to do a very, very similar kind of thing. In other words, they realize we just have to get in there, and then we have to wait it out, and then the world will just call for peace, and then finally they'll try to give us something, or they'll give us pretty much what we want in order to turn it all off. So that's not the message that we want to send, is it? All right, here comes the music, folks, coming up in my ear, and we are going to continue as the Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolls along. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning. We hope that you're having a great morning, and of course also a very important Memorial Day in and of itself. Kyle Warren will in for Matt Bruce. We'll be right back right after this. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Yes, sirree, Bob. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for that great liner. And, of course, we're continuing to lock it in and becoming the Captain's Army as we roll through the radio dial in the overnight hours here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Nat Bruce, of course. And we're glad to be with you. Don't forget, if you want to give us a call, 949-629-3212. That's the special number for this morning, 949-629-3212. If you'd like to call in and opine about some of the things that we're talking about, and we'd love to hear from you. All right. So, well, once again, folks, we have a lot going on out there, and we've talked about, you know, we talked a little bit about Target with Denise Simon, just kind of touched on that briefly. Target evidently now losing value at a record rate. We're going to talk about that here in just a moment. As soon as I tell you about the good people over at Moss Family Automotive, that's Moss Family Automotive, as they bring you this portion of the program this morning. That includes Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan, of course, are side by side up on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Then they've got the all-new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville. That's on State Route 50 near the Suncoast Parkway. Their flagship location, of course, is located at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. That's MossNissan.com and MossAcura.com. And Moss is spelled, of course, M-A-U-S. So MossNissan.com and MossAcura.com. Check them out, Moss Family Automotive Group, and you definitely will not be sorry. The captain has known them for so very long, and they are just going to treat you right. You're absolutely going to get the very best from them. So MossNissan.com and MossAcura.com. As I mentioned, as we just sort of touched on with Denise Simon, this notion of Target losing, I think, about $10 billion in their value in the last 10 days. This is because they've been facing the boycott over the LGBTQ-friendly kids' clothing whole issue. And while I'm not going to get into all the weeds on that, it does I think show that that we're having more and more corporations decide evidently somewhere along the line that the so-called woke business model is the business model they've been waiting for forever. Here you had the thing with Bud Light, which really did just grow into this massive thing. And really what it does is it literally starts destroying the market cap of these big companies that have been around for so very long, which nobody would ever think could actually happen. In other words, they couldn't conceive of a scenario where something like that would happen to companies like Bud Light or Disney or Target in this case. But yet, unfortunately, we see this kind of stuff happening, and talk about a disconnect. It's really, really something quite awesome to behold, isn't it? Because you have these companies that I suppose, at least in the case of Bud Light, you had someone who said, well, you know, we've got to get more young people drinking Bud Light, and, you know, this is only for a certain group of people, and they're kind of petering out now, and so we have to do something really bold and different. Well, yeah, you could do something bold and different, but the way they decided to go with the Dylan Mulvaney thing, whereas in some respects, it seems like it wouldn't have been such a major controversy if it was not trumpeted the way that it was, but it certainly did turn out to be that way. And what other companies should start figuring out is that when something like that happens to not a competitor of yours per se, but a company that's on that level, scale, when they take that kind of hit because of something stupid that they did, then don't go out and run out and do the same kind of stupid thing, quote unquote, that will lead to your own company having a real downfall. So that's kind of the scary part, is that there is evidently no cautionary tale having to do with Bud Light. And then when you get into Disney, and by the way, Disney is still going to be spending billions of dollars in Florida, despite whatever it's going on there now with Governor DeSantis and who's now, of course, running for president, which we feel this could probably only intensify. But Disney, it still has a huge vested interest in Florida. But Disney decided as well that they were going to go into this woke era or this woke ideology
And it's destroying them from the inside out as well. And it really is sad. I mean, I grew up around Disneyland. I'm about 15 minutes away from Disneyland here in Orange County, California. And, it's always been a fixture. For a time back when my kids were much smaller, we had passes to Disneyland when passes were affordable, by the way, to Disneyland. And so you'd go over there, you'd spend some time with your kids, and it was fun. It was Disneyland, for crying out loud, right? It was Disneyland. But now it's something different. And sometimes, you know, you innovate. The idea of being a Disney Imagineer to me would be one of the ultimate things that you could ever do, because you get to come up with all this wonderful stuff, or you get to innovate in the Disney brand. But innovating and being an Imagineer is very different from the way that Disney has now been evolved, basically. And that goes from the corporate ideology that caused them to wade in to the bill in Florida, which caused all the controversy. It's also gotten into their content of their films, of their movies, of their streaming and so forth, and it's caused a lot of people, you know. And I think to some degree it goes beyond. Like this idea that, well, I just don't like the way I don't like the direction Star Wars went. I don't like the story. I don't like this. And Star Wars is a huge thing. Remember, they paid $4 billion to acquire Star Wars from George Lucas. And George Lucas, I'm not going to get too into this down the rabbit hole, but George Lucas had ideas for how he wanted the his story to continue of his characters. Well, I think they politely looked at it during the negotiations and saying, maybe we'll use it, but then they tossed it away, and then we got what many refer to as Disney Star Wars. Some people like it, and some people don't like it very much at all. But not just because of the direction the character went, but just the notion, some of the things that seem to be woven in to a lot of the Disney content these days. Well, they're finding out the hard way that when you do stuff like that, it's just going to create more and more controversy. Because one of the things as a product, you never really want to go super political, because that is going to alienate a lot of your customer base. And so whether it's Bud Light or Disney, or in this case Target, sort of banging you over the head with their ideology ideas, just as a way, it's a surefire way of getting to people to say, well, then I won't come shop there anymore. I won't consume your content anymore. And that's what they'll do. That's exactly what they'll do. So looking at all that, it's no wonder. And of course, you know, we are taking bets. We are taking bets. What's the next company going to be that decides it wants to go through this this whole thing and try to wade into the political morass and figure out that, well, it doesn't really work. And if we do that, we're just sort of, independently doing well for our competition, because we're going to shoot ourselves in the foot. That doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. All right. Well, folks, when we come back, we definitely want to keep talking about these news issues of the day. And, of course, it is Memorial Day, so we're continuing to remember our fallen here in this nation who gave their lives so that we could discuss politics out in the open, so that we could say, hey, wait a minute, I don't like the way this is going. I don't like what the government did that day. Likewise, you could say, I love what the government did that day. That's the whole idea of free speech and free expression, but that's what America's all about. And you still got people who would love nothing more than to be able to take away that free expression, because anything that you say that they don't like is immediately misinformation. It's disinformation. It must be censored. It must be stopped. Well, we're going to keep preaching it when we come back, folks. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce when we come back at the top of the hour. Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com will be joining us. Stay right there, because there's so much more to talk about. Right back after.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.